train?
Yeah, I hope I don't.
Train tonight.
Yeah, because I have
nightmares.
Because I have a lot before. Same bird. Because I have
dreamt.
Okay. I say I was dreaming about so and so, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
What would you say I did if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor like that?
Stamped.
Okay. Say if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wants to see her home after it, what might you ask her?
May I take you to your house?
Say if you got your car stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to tie a chain around your bumper and you out.
Pull you out.
Or get behind you and give you a
push, a good shove.
Say if you had a real heavy suitcase and you had to go 2 miles with it, you might say, I think for 2 miles.
Drag that thing for 2 miles.
Yeah. Or say if Kathy was in the kitchen, stove was on real hot, and the kids playing around it, she might say, now that stove's hot, so
a long time they all play around it.
Or you
burn yourself.
Okay, or maybe don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Maybe a little fannies on it.
Say if there was something in the room that you wanted right now, you might say, go me that.
You'll bring me that?
Yeah. When you were playing chase when you were a kid, there was usually a place that you could run to and be safe.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Home. Safety base.
What about the thing in basketball or football, you call that the...
What?
The thing in basketball or football, you call that the...
Go.
Okay. Throw something to you, you're
supposed to... Catch.
Supposed to
what? Catch it.
Okay. Yesterday I...
Caught.
And I have.
Caught.
Okay. And if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
See you later.
I'll wait
for him.
Okay. Say if your father has a colored man working for him, he's just not getting the job done. Just lazy, sorry, and no camp. Your father might say, well, I hate to do it, but it looks like I'm just going to have to
let him go.
Or get
rid of him.
Okay. And after a while, he might come back and say, oh, come on, just give me another
chance.
Okay. What about a man who always has a smile on his face, something nice to say about everybody. You say, well, so-and-so sure seems to be in a good
humor today.
Yeah. Say, somebody who didn't know what was going on, but he, like he did.
Acted like he did.
Okay. Say, if a kid left his best pen out on his desk, and when he got back, it was gone, he might say, oh, great, looks like somebody
stole a pen.
Or you might say about something that's been said, I've forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Or you must have a better memory than I do because I sure don't
remember that.
So if you want to get in touch with somebody, instead of calling them, you might sit down and
write them a letter.
Yesterday I
wrote
and I
writ.
I have.
Written.
Okay. If you go to all that trouble, you say you expect to get an
answer.
Then you take the envelope and you do what to it?
Address it.
And I say, I'd like to go write so-and-so that I don't know his
address.
See, if a boy has learned how to whistle between his teeth, you might ask, well, how to do that?
Who taught you how to do that?
Or I ask if you put up that new fence you've been thinking about putting up. You might say, no, but I pretty soon.
Plan to pretty soon.
Any nicknames you've heard children call for ones that go around telling one another children?
Tattletales.
Yeah. Is there
tail bearers.
Is there any difference to you between tattling and gossiping?